I'm Del.
And I'm Stephanie.
And this is
Learn to like each other. How are you, Delbert?
Stephanie, I have some news.
I know you do. We talked about an intro.
We talked about multiple kinds of intros. First of all, thank you for coming back to Learn to Like Each Other.
Yes, we are glad you're here.
Formerly known as Two Peas in a Podcast. Quick housekeeping update. Everything's been moved over to the name, the new name, which is
that's
cool.
That's exciting.
We even have
good
an
job.
Email address. That's learntolikeeachother@gmail.com.
I think what I'm proud of is that years ago, I would have been like, oh, show me how to do it. Yeah, I want to learn. And now I'm like, thanks.
You just said, just do it. And I'm like, okay. And then under the cover of midnight, I took to the internet and took out all of the plugs and the tubes and replaced them with these new ones that say learn to like each other. And
there were cats involved.
I think it's
pneumatic
pretty good.
Tubes.
I did have a friend and coworker, Liz, came to my office and she said, I will not learn to like each other. And then we laughed and I think there's some people that are still tender on the name change, but it'll be okay.
It was a really cute name. I'm not opposed to changing for a third time.
No, and we might do that. We might be one of those podcasts that has a different name every episode.
Is that a thing?
No, it's totally not. And there are
hard to find.
There are good reasons why people don't do that. But I do have some very exciting news beyond.
I did have one more thought on the change. I remember a while ago when Oprah, this was like years ago, she went from Oprah to The Advice Show or something.
What?
And people were very upset because they didn't want to directly know that they were getting advice. They wanted to get it, but not being told that they were, something like that. So I did have a terrible thought of, what if people are just upset about the idea of having to like each other and they don't want to know?
They don't want to learn. Yeah. Well, then this is not for you.
Yeah.
I guess you'll have to get
I might be overthinking it. I'm sorry. You had an important
announcement. No, I get what you're saying. I think it's very important. But here's the thing. Here's what people are going to be missing if they choose to deny us based on our name, which is namism. But here's the news. You ready?
Yes.
Love Island is back, baby.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Boom, boom.
That's why you had that song in your head.
Which song?
You had Eminem's I Created a Monster, but nobody wants to see Shady No More. It's like,
oh, guess who's back?
That one. Yeah, because we were talking. Anyway,
Love Island is back.
Yes, it
is. The Bachelor is off the rails, and I just can't handle What's-Her-Face anymore.
They did episode 5B for Hannah on The Bachelorette.
Bad. So we were aching over that the other day, and then we watched Paradise Hotel, which was fine. The ending.
Best ending.
The ending was great. The show was a flaming pile of hot garbage. And then we were perusing Hulu.
Like we do.
And what do you know? Love Island.
We see Caroline.
Caroline's face staring deeply.
Caroline Flack, that beautiful teeth.
Staring. Let me back into your soul. And I said, yes, Caroline, take me away. And we are on a journey to Love Island 2019, season 5, now on Hulu. We have our good buddies. Our friends are here on the island. We've got Anton and Joe and Tommy and Sharif and Michael. And Ywande and Lucy and Amber and Anna, and they're all here. It's going to be great.
It's fantastic. So, I feel like you forgot one lady. I can't remember. Lucy.
Lucy.
You said Lucy.
Yeah, I did.
Anyway.
Who is that? Amy? Air hostess. What a great job title. They really upped their game. I feel like the first season of Love Island, it was like, here is a guy who drinks a lot, and that's his job. And here is
the first few seasons were definitely some of the funnest people I've ever met.
This
Not
season,
so serious about life in any way, shape, or form.
Ywande, she is a scientist. And Joe, he has a catering company. And Michael, he's a firefighter with a degree
last season, I think they discovered that Alex, who is a doctor, and Camilla, who discovers landmines, were hits. They're like, wow, people that can party and have these crazy jobs.
Yeah, it's amazing. Callum,
they're doubling down.
Aircraft engineer.
He's
Adonis type body. Very boring.
Boring.
He is so corny and boring.
Paint drying, he can go at any time.
I feel like he might be the first to go. What do you think?
Good. Out the door. He can fly home. Boom.
What you do, if you don't know Love Island, it's a British reality show where it's like 9 weeks and it's on every single night. And Hulu's been showing the last few seasons and it is the best worst show ever.
If you like terrible reality TV, this is peak bad reality TV.
I feel
TV.
Like it's a really good relationship advice show, because if you just watch it and do the opposite of everything that they do, you will do very well in your relationships.
I think that's why we like it so much, because it's the friendship dynamic plus also the romantic dynamics, and we watch and just... Like, they did, what? No. Oh, I would never.
There's some drama going on. We're a little bit behind because in America on Hulu, they're showing it. Like, the show actually started in England, like, in early June. So we're behind. No spoilers.
That's fine.
But there's a little bit of drama going on with Lucy, and she's got these two guys. What's she going to do? I don't know. But I'm excited
to see.
We'll
find out.
But you know what she doesn't even know, and what I just found out this, like, 2 minutes ago.
What?
Love Island. USA is premiering on the CBS Tuesday, July 9th. So,
Tuesday, July 9th.
Like in 2 weeks. I think it's still Caroline's hosting it. No, it's not her.
She needs to host it. They need someone who
Ariel
knows what
they're Vandenberg.
Doing.
She's apparently a viner and comedian.
They don't need someone to be funny. They need someone who thinks that this is serious.
Right. And I guess it's going to be a more G-rated version. Not as much butts. Not as much swearing.
Oh, CBS. You ruin everything.
I read an article and they said, we have to kind of hone ourselves to, tailor ourselves to the American TV audience.
I do think they need to slowly ramp up, because they kind of went all in on whatever show that got canned right away. Like, slow ramp up and then go full.
Yeah, they're going to try to correct what Paradise Hotel did so terribly, which was everything. Anyway, yeah. I'm very excited. My life is feeling pretty good. When it comes to my television consumption at the moment. So
I agree.
Had to get that off my chest. I'm so excited. Love Island. There's like a bajillion episodes. It's all on Hulu.
Watch it.
And don't tell you. Don't say we didn't warn you that it is. When we say garbage television, it is.
Peak garbage peak. Television. And start with the beginning. Wait till you get to Adam. Worst person of all time. Ugh. So good. Best TV. Terrible person.
So that's my takeaway from
him
this.
And then Chad from The Bachelor.
Chad.
Top Ooh. Two worst people on TV
toxic,
of all time.
It's like a personification of toxic masculinity just walking around.
You know Juan Pablo or Pablo Juan or whatever his name was? They make him look good.
Oof. Oof. Oh. Oof. Oh, so that's kind of my takeaway from the last week on what I got going on. Now, Stephanie, what about you? What's up with you?
Well, I'm going to take a hard turn.
Okay.
Here. So I wanted to talk about the state of affairs. In the United States.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so we're shifting from the British, okay, but they're in like Spain.
The show takes place in like an island.
On
off of
an
Spain.
Island.
Yeah.
I thought we'd talk about the United States. If you are a connoisseur of social media, you've probably seen lots of things in your newsfeed. On this podcast, what's most valuable to us mm-hmm. is relationships.
Yeah.
And people, as much as you can, learning to like each other.
Yeah.
So we try to stay kind of like Dr. Ruth. Great woman. We try to stay apolitical.
Mm-hmm.
So... this is something where I'm not trying to take a political stance on it, but just trying to talk about an important issue.
Yeah, it's like, should it even be political?
And then the fact that I felt like I had to think about whether this was political, I didn't like very much, because I don't think it should be.
Okay.
So Del and I talked about this ahead of time, and I said I wanted to bring it up, and so we talked about how to talk about it.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to... pretend like, what were you going to talk about? And so I was like,
I blew your cover.
I was like, you spoiled the broth.
This was not under the cover of Midnight.
Not under the cover of Midnight. But yes, I do know about this. And yeah, it is when you think like, when you get nervous to share something that seems so like plain, it makes you think.
Well, and we've talked about this before. And so I think maybe last year we talked about it, but there's a border crisis that's been going on for a while, but mm-hmm. something that's been in the news lately is that they're doing more research into the conditions where they're housing immigrants. And one of the things that they found is that the conditions that people are being held in is really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take the factoid approach on this.
Okay.
So I'm just going to list three or four things that you can look up. Like, these are on multiple news sites. But recently, what kind of stoked the fires on this is in a government case. The U.S. government argued that soap and toothbrushes shouldn't be provided for kids that are being held in these detention camps.
What?
And then they've looked into overcrowding, and in some cases where they're holding folks, they're finding that in cells that have a capacity of 8, as many as 41 humans are in there.
Whoa!
And so I should back up.
What?
This is shared. One of my friends that I know is a professor of communications, and he's been talking about all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he compiled all of this information. So I'm taking him as my source of truth, and he's very good at compiling all of this, but you know, look it up for yourself too.
Compiling a compilation of other things that are, that
his
you can
degree
find.
Is in communicating things. So I trust his point of view.
Uh-huh.
So one of the other factoids is that 37 children were left locked in a van for 39 hours. And then there's issues of food scarcity. There was one instance where a mother described splitting two bologna sandwiches for her and her two kids over like a certain amount of time where it wasn't really enough food.
Mm.
I guess what we're really getting at is this is becoming a really big crisis and the conditions aren't great.
Mm-hmm.
That's concerning to me as a human who cares about people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to choose my words carefully, feeling like I don't want people to get upset. And I'm like, this is stupid that I feel like I can't talk about inhumane conditions without someone getting upset about it. Because I care about relationships. And
because if you've been on the internet, you know people are so reasonable.
I know. But I bring all this up to say, look into it. Do your own research to make sure you understand the facts or whatever, and get them from multiple sources.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested and you find that this is something that you believe that in America, we deserve better and we can be good examples for the rest of the world, which I think we can.
Mm-hmm.
You can. What I'll be doing tomorrow is calling our elected representatives and then just saying, hey, like, can you look into this? This is something I don't think is right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've kind of reached out to some of my friends, and we're gonna put some of our money into resources to helping make this better. And then also, like, look into it yourself and talk to people about it, you know, inform yourself. But
so, Stephanie, do you have any resources where people could do that if they'd like to?
I am still trying to confirm some resources.
Okay.
Because I've Googled some things, but I haven't seen like a circular reference. I want to make sure that whatever I look up, I see the same thing listed three or more times.
Some consistency and,
yeah,
and good credibility.
So on my personal Facebook, I shared something, but for something going this broad, I kind of want to triple check.
Yeah. And so when we do find that, we'll post that on our social media. And so if this is something that you care about, then you can join the group of us, the Learn to Like Each Other fandom, and try to make a little bit of a difference in helping people's lives be better. Like, that's what we do with this show, or that's what we try to do with this show. And I feel that when it comes to like kids who didn't have a choice in the matter being told that you don't need to brush your teeth, you and your 40 people in this little room, you broke the law. It's like, that's ridiculous. That is totally and utterly bananas and should not be happening. So I'm proud of you, Stephanie, for doing this and for taking a stand. And I really hope that something good can come out of what we're trying to do.
I hope so too. It doesn't seem like it's gotten much better since we've talked about it and done some other things. So hopefully it will. I have hope.
I have hope too. I think they're good people doing good things. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say with the research on giving and donating and helping out. And like I said, we will put that on our social media when the time comes and we feel like we've got some good leads for you. We don't want to lead you astray.
Yeah.
We're all about leading you.
And I will say, I feel like I should have said my friend's name, but I don't know if he wants his name on. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to like call him out and then everyone's, I don't know.
Well, if you are looking for our information on social media,
You
can, like I said, it's all switched over. You can find
it. We can share the info.
It's going to be at facebook.com/learntolikeeacher. The name is now just, it's the handle is at Learn to Like Each Other on Facebook. And we're thinking about getting that name swapped over fully. It's a little funky, but it's still.
There's a lot of internet things to change when you change your name.
Oh my goodness. You don't even know.
And the first time, didn't you get it? It was rejected. Facebook
was like, you're two peas in a podcast. You can't be this too. And I said, listen, Mark. Hey, Zucks, listen up. They know.
First of all, wear a different color shirt.
Wear a different color shirt.
Or not, whatever. You're
like
the billionaire.
You look like a blueberry. And two, people know this. We are tight with our crew, and they know. So let me have just this one. Come on, Mark. Let me have it. But so that's that. Go find us, and you can also get our show pretty much still everywhere. We haven't gone away. Just a little different logo. And find us, share us with your friends, tell them that you love us and that we love them, even though they don't know us yet. So, Stephanie, you still have some research.
I do still have research.
You were going to tell me earlier, and then you said, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. It's a surprise. So I've been waiting with bated breath, which might be my worst favorite
bated breath?
Phrase.
Is that a phrase?
Waited with bated breath.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but
I don't
it
think
sounds
I've ever
disgusting.
Heard that.
Hold, please. Let me look. Google. You've never heard that before?
Bated breath?
Yeah.
With what are they baiting your breath?
Waiting with bated breath.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. It's an idiom. It's probably my worst favorite idiom because I think bated breath sounds like
gross.
Gross. With bated breath means eagerly. A phrase suggests that one is breathing shallowly in anticipation for something. Not baited like worms.
Oh, is there another word for baited that?
Yeah, it's like shortened, restrained, like holding your breath.
Okay.
Like, but okay. But it sounds gross. But I've been waiting with bated breath.
Okay. Yes.
I can't believe you've never heard that before.
Maybe I have. It's not on the top of my, not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10. Well, you'll learn something every day here. So I've been waiting all day, and I've been trying to figure out what
Guess
it's going to be.
Guess who's back?
The love language guy? Is he back? Is he back? Is it the love lab guy? Is he back?
James Chapman?
Gottman?
No.
No, okay. Who?
This is Eubin Park and Jeff McDonald.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Oobs, I call them.
The Oobs.
Mm-hmm. What do they got to say?
I'm worried I'm saying the name wrong. So, this is important research that answers the age-old question. Do people have a type?
Oh, because that's a big thing on Love Island.
Yeah.
They walk.
What's your type?
When they get hooked in, what's your type? What's your type?
Is that
what
they... My type on paper? Is that the phrase?
100% on paper.
Yeah. 100% my type on paper.
Yeah. it's the thought that you see someone and just their look. You go for a look. You go for a vibe. You have a typical sort of...
You get a thing.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and the way that they talk about types on the show is different because it's 9 out of 10 times it's tall, dark, and handsome. But I don't even know what that means.
Which is the opposite of what? Small, pale, and ugly.
Because
I go for that little scrawny guy that just lives in a cave.
Yeah, I'm like, what? It's not, even that isn't specific for me. I'm like, well, okay. The full article is called Consistency Between Individuals' Past and Current Romantic Partners. Oh, whoa, I think I missed a word. Reports of the... Let's start that over. That's me reminding. Consistency between individuals' past and current romantic partners' own reports of their personality.
I will say, there is a guy on this season of Love Island that you're like, ooh, I like him. And then you're like, oh, he looks just like you.
Oh, no, he walked on and I was like, ooh, he's attractive. Oh, wait.
And then you're like, you said that his face looked like my face.
It's still like, whoa.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm going to say that I think people, I'm going to call my shot right now. I think people got types. I think it's a legit thing.
Well, let's not even do the article.
No, you tell me. You tell me. Tell me the science.
So this came out June 10th. It's pretty new. And it was in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Ooh.
I feel like there's one other thing I wanted to say. Like when I clicked on the article, something fun happened. Oh, it had lots of good links to other articles. Was one thing. I don't remember the other thing. It'll come back to me.
I'm sure we'll find the fruit of that little trip down the internet hole later on.
Yes. So the article also talks about to what degree are romantic partners' personalities similar across relationships. So do you have a type? Do you always date a similar type of person?
Do we maybe force ourselves to think we have a type?
I know. Maybe.
Maybe. All right.
I'd like a bad boy. And when you break up with someone new, do you try dating someone new?
Like a different type.
Yes.
Okay. Well, do I? What are the answers?
Well, in order to find the answers, they looked into the German Family Panel, which was launched in 2008.
Like, are you like half committed to the German accent? That was really cute.
I can't go full because I don't know. The only thing I know is instead of the, say Z.
The German. Family.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I feel like someone... Yeah, I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole. Okay. So it's a multi-year data set. The way they described it was on couples and families with many age groups.
Okay. Yeah.
And so it's a longitudinal study of couple and family dynamics, and it's a German sample of young folks, young adults, and midlife Germans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Midlife Germans would be a good name for a band, I think.
The Midlife Germans. Yeah. What are their hits?
Ein, zwei, drei. Sauerkraut Surprise.
And The Wall Falls Down.
Uh-huh.
I know. I feel like I know nothing else about Germany. Tighten your budget. I don't know.
Tighten your budget, Lederhosen smiles. Something like that.
And so the data looked at personalities of past and current partners of 332 people.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that the data worked and was compiled is that the survey had interviews with primary survey participants and their current romantic partners. And then in the data, if a participant changed partners, this is a quote, the new arrival gets interviewed and the data is added to that person's file.
Mm-hmm.
So if Timmy is dating Sheila and Sheila dumps Timmy,
mm-hmm.
and then Timmy starts dating, give me a name.
John,
I don't know, whatever.
They're German. Timmy is one of the more German names, so I can see this.
Starts dating Hans, whatever.
What is a German? I guess Germans have similar
Sheila?
Names to
I know, well, I feel we like we're Germanic. We're not doing
this
well.
This is not going wrong.
Okay. Anyway, they break up, the new person gets added in.
So this is like a long term thing.
Yeah, so it's been going on for 11 years now.
Oh, wow, okay.
So in the data, they examined the similarity between an individual's ex and current partners using the partner's self-reported personality profiles.
Ooh. I love those. I want to know all about my personality. What are my strengths? What kind of sandwich am I? If I was a dinosaur.
Do you remember when BuzzFeed quizzes came out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm about it.
But for this one, to kind of get an idea of someone's personality, they used OCEAN, which we've talked mm-hmm. about before, which is, so it's an acronym, and the letters are openness. I feel like these are kind of self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
So openness, how open you are, how conscientious you are, extroversion, how agreeable you are, and how neurotic.
Mm-hmm.
I did find, if you want to do this, is it 538, 385? Has a quiz where you can do
this.
The
Nate Silver website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for neurotic, they used a different word that starts with N because I think people were like, I'm not neurotic. Don't tell you or something.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, So people answered scales on that and then answered how they behaved. They also answered how they behaved in the relationship.
Ooh, okay.
The one, you know, in every study, they have to control for certain things. And a lot of the studies we've talked about it, it's like controlling for age and income, blah, blah, blah. This one, they had to control for, believe it or not, when many people talk about themselves, you know what they do?
Don't tell the truth.
Yes. And one of the ways they don't tell the truth is they don't say negative things about themselves.
Oh, really? Honey, I never say negative things about myself.
I'm great. Just I'm ask great. Me.
And I also feel that maybe not even intentionally, you say things through the lens of how you perceive yourself, like that aren't even true. Not because you're trying to deceive, but just because you don't know. Like, you know how you don't know how your voice sounds until you listen to it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
There's some sociology thing that's like, what is yourself? It's how you think of yourself, how others
like that meme.
Think of you, and then like how yourself, I don't know.
Like that meme where it's like, I'm a podcaster. What my friends think I do, what I think I do.
Yeah.
What my parents, yeah, that kind of thing.
Something
okay.
like that. So they controlled for people only saying nice things about themselves. And then they also had first-person testimonials of partners that they matched this stuff against.
Okay.
So all in all, they tried to have a good source.
They covered their bases. I approve. Move forward.
We do have to talk about the one big caveat here.
What?
The one big thing. So it's Germans. Which, you know... No!
Just Germans.
I mean, the sample is from a different country, so... There's a little, take it with a grain of salt here, that this is a study that is worth replicating in the United States.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. What do a bunch of Germans think about something? That's what people want to know.
You know, there's like a national family longitudinal study in the United States that's been going on for decades, but I don't know if this is part of it. Anyway.
Well.
Hey, someone who needs a PhD.
Anyway.
Get on it.
Type. Tell me. Let me know. Let me have it.
So overall, the results revealed a significant degree of distinctive partner similarity, suggesting that there may indeed be a unique type of person each individual ends up with.
Okay.
So yes, people have a type.
At least Germans do.
And they found that current partners, when they described themselves, they described themselves similarly to past partners.
Mm, okay.
So there's that.
It makes sense because people are innately like they want like a tribe, a loyalty, a group. Like you find a brand of shoes you like and you just stick with that. It's like a kind of the type of person that you're into. Something you're comfortable with. It jives with your personality.
I think so. It's familiar to you.
Yeah.
So they found that partners were pretty consistent in traits, and they revealed... Oh, I wrote the same thing twice. Rewind.
You only get one step. We've talked about this, Stephanie. You only get one rewind per episode.
So they found that distinctive partner similarity. Oh, this is like a caveat thing.
Okay.
So they found that distinctive partner similarity was weaker for people in high extroversion or openness to experience. So people that, when they took that ocean thing, that were really extroverted or really open to new experiences, they were less likely to be in a relationship with someone similar to their ex.
Okay.
But all the others, so people that were high on neurotic conscientiousness, etc., were more likely to date.
Interesting. It is kind of funny. It is kind of fun to me where you break up with someone or they're an ex for some reason. And a lot of times with breakups, they usually end up not positively. Like people's feelings are hurt and you're like, but I'm going to go date someone basically just like them.
And so you do have a type. And one of the other things they found here was that you do tend to date people with letters similar to yourself.
In the ocean?
Yes.
Interesting.
I know. So I have a note here that says, so if you're attracted to someone who's neurotic.
Ooh.
I make fun of that, but I think when I took it, I wasn't.
What? When did you take it?
I took the Nate Silver one. It was really good.
I should take it.
I was actually really high on conscientiousness. Really? I was like 100%.
Hmm.
Hence the... Anyway.
Hence... Hence. I should take it and we should
Let's put up a link to that too, because people find
it. I want to do it. You've done it. I got to see how my ocean is matched to yours. I'm interested in this. So we do have a type.
Yeah. You do have a type. Your type is probably similar to you.
Thanks, science.
So we tend to be attracted to people that are similar to us. I think we also did a research article a while ago that you were attracted to people that looked like you.
It's interesting how, you know, I grew up watching Disney Channel, and we're always talking about individuality, and I do my own thing and make my own choices. But there's just something so human about everyone where we do just kind of do the same thing, you know? I think I made a choice to marry you and to date you and to be with you. But there's probably a lot of stuff in my own DNA and brain juice that just was, this was just going to happen. Yeah. You know, it's very interesting.
I'm going to be totally upfront about something. I often feel like I'm quite similar to your mother in ways. Mm-hmm. Like, we're definitely different in ways, but I like your mom so much that I'm totally okay with that. Like, yeah, she's a fantastic person. That probably sounds creepy, but I know.
St. Nancy is a legend.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I mean,
we don't look similar.
You don't look similar, and that's perfectly fine with me.
We just got creepy.
I love you, mother.
Okay. So I'm sorry, guys.
Who am I like in your family?
No one.
I think we had that conversation one time and I was like, am I like your dad?
No.
I don't know. What am I like? What am I? Am I your type? Like, okay.
No, you are different than any other person I've dated.
Are you an outlier?
I think you might. You are so different than any other person I ever dated. But after my divorce, I definitely made a hard turn. I was like, we need to reset the stage.
Because that was your type.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, for the most part, I'd say there's like one exception in there.
Okay. So, okay. Which is interesting. Did they talk in this research about like those outlying situations or?
No, not really. This was maybe the date. I think it wasn't what they were really. Well, I guess my brain has 12 different thoughts. Not really. No, not really. Is my...
But you do have a type. Because you do have a type. Because when we do watch Love Island, there is a consistency kinds of guys that you are like, ooh, that the ones that don't look like me.
You take the little ocean thing, and then I'll take it again. I don't think I saved a screenshot. I'll take it, and then let's see how much they overlap.
Is it long?
It's 30. Can I do it on my phone? It's 30 questions, okay. And you can do it on your phone.
If I can't do it on my phone, I don't want to do it.
Well, do you ever do a 10-question one, and you're just like, this is not legit.
This is not encompassing enough. I am more complex than just 10 questions.
Not legit, I will quit. This is 30, so it feels legit.
That is a little bit more legit, and so I will not quit.
We said that word way too many times.
Legit?
Yes.
Legitimately.
Let's quit. Two more things.
Okay.
So why do we tend to date people? We tend to be attracted to people that are kind of similar to us. And so one of the reasons that we keep doing that is because in a relationship, you learn how to work with a certain partner's personality.
Yeah.
And they do say a positive of that is if your partner's attributes are similar, you can transfer the skills you've learned in one relationship to another.
Yeah.
It's like on the job training.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Just go with it. These are all the bad habits I've all learned, and I'm just going to bring them along, and this is just what I do.
You need bail? Well, I already know how to do that. I think they mean more soft skills. But
soft skills, yeah.
Bail is a skill in and of itself.
It is. I don't know how to do that.
You don't?
Get bail for someone?
You don't know how to...
I assume I go to the office across the street from the courthouse and just say, is dog here? The bounty hunter. I need bail. Can I have it? Is it a certificate? I don't know anything about it.
They should do certificates.
But you do.
I do know.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Well, good to know.
So if you keep having the same issue in every relationship, you may want to think about the person that you keep falling for.
Yeah, just because they're your type doesn't mean your type is the best.
You can make some changes.
You can make some changes. Change up that type.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, sometimes you go to the taco store and you say, I want to maybe add a little sour cream on this taco or guacamole. and you change.
Well, if you want some like necessary added fat and lushness, sour cream's got a lot more. Mm-hmm. Avocado's a healthier fat. So, mm-hmm. you know, stick with the fat. Maybe just get a healthier one.
Yeah. I am the avocado on your taco.
This got weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Everything makes sense.
So, yes. People have a type.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, in your reality TV show watching, do you feel that there is a type that is mostly liked by either the characters on the show and who they like?
I think that people that tend to win are silly, likable with everyone. It's the charismatic people, which duh.
With yeah, the charismatic leader type.
That are not super dramatic.
Yeah. Low drama, but everybody likes like mysterious bad boys. But the people that everybody really likes are like kind of kind, fun, silly people.
Bad boys don't have longevity in a lot of reality TV.
Ooh, you might go rob a bank together and that's sexy.
Kind of thing.
But
there's a one or two that have succeeded, but by and large, yeah, America has a type.
The American bad boy.
I mean, if
is
you
Kid Rock, right?
I will say, speaking of having a type, we were watching The Bachelorette with Emily, the student that's staying with us, and we couldn't even tell the guys apart. They were the most.
They looked the same. They're like, who's that guy? Is that David? No, that's Derek.
That's Doug.
But is that Eric?
Don?
No.
That's Jake?
Donald?
In a lot of seasons, they look similar-ish. But in this season, it was, she has a type.
Yeah. It's very confusing
for
a watcher.
It was boring. They were not, and their type was definitely not.
I feel like this season on The Bachelorette, they need to do something like a big, like, shake-em-up gimmick where she puts them all in, like, a big, all of them that have been cut need to go in a big like gumball machine and just randomly like you ever watched like the lotto and
yes.
like just like that. I need one of those things filled with boys.
It could
and
be
then
giant. Because then have you seen those things where
that's
you
the
can
only thing that will save it.
Those giant plastic things that people can go in and roll around in.
Uh-huh.
So one of those.
Yeah.
And then we just need someone to make a very big, or it could be a pool. How
about
a swimming
pool?
Have
you seen those big tubes that you can go skydiving in, inside skydiving?
Yeah, there we
go. Fill that up with all the Bachelor boys and let her just like close her eyes and like pick ones off the top.
How about if they're in the balloons, she has to throw darts at it and whichever one pops.
Yeah.
Because that way you have like a mix of.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Let's make, okay, we're going to spin this podcast into a TV production show. Who's going to buy our new show of Flyboys? The only dating relationship show that takes place inside of a skydive indoor event center.
You know, we definitely, sorry.
I like the name
Flyboys. Squirrel, bunny, rabbit thing. We definitely should share that ocean thing because I had the thought that if someone's like, I keep getting attracted to the worst type of person. Take the thing, take the little quiz thing, the ocean, and then the next time around, make them take it. And then if their letters are too not great, you can say, you know, I've thought about this. And
or just bye.
Bye.
We talked about ghosting. You could do that.
Yeah. That's healthy.
Yeah, that's very healthy. Well, Stephanie, thanks for the research. I'm going to take this little ocean thing. That sounds fun. And I think we have some more Love Island that we need to go watch right now.
Yes.
Right.
Bye.
I'm like so excited.
I'm really excited.
I'm very excited. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to another smashing round of Learn to Like Each Other here on your podcast application. You can find us anywhere you find your favorite podcasts. And you please rate us, review us, and share with your friends. We're trying a little rebrand. We want to help the show grow and spread the word of that people can have good relationships if they, you know, if they want to work on it. And we're here to support that fully. So, Stephanie, anything else?
Nate Silver's website is 538.com. I always mix up the numbers.
Oh, that's okay.
But we'll post it anyway. We hope that after listening to this podcast, you can learn that you can like each other very, very, very much.
Bye. Bye.